करने में झुका रहे।
Our head should always be bowed down to offer you obeisances.
आप कैसे हैं सर्व जगत निवास?
How?
आप समस्त जगत में सभी वस्तुओं में सब जगह रहते हैं।
You are in every
thing. किसी भी वस्तु को देखें।
In every entity you live there. You are in everything.
किसी वस्तु को तो हमारा मस्तक उसके आगे झुकता रहे। इस भाव से
When we see anything, our mind, our head should be bowed down to it. Because we know that you are inside everything. In other words, our head should always be bowed down. We should never become rascals again. We should never become lazy. Our head should always be bowed down. Suppose Krishna says, ask them, but how is it that I will be there, that you can always bow down to me? So they say, you are everywhere in everything. Because all things are also your different forms and you are in everything.
उसमें आपको देख करके हम आपको प्रणाम करते हैं।
Whenever we see anyone, we may see you in them and we may offer them obeisances. In this way, we are offering you obeisances.
प्रणाम में तत्पर रहे।
May our eyes see the forms of the Vaishnavas who are non-different from you.
और न दृष्टि और हमारी दृष्टि और आपके भक्त में कोई भेद नहीं।
वैष्णवा भवत तनु नाम।
इसीलिए
देर इज नो डिफरेंट बिटवीन यू एंड योर वैष्णवस।
इच्छा मांग कर रहे हैं।
दीज आर द सिक्स थिंग्स दैट देर आस्किंग इन वर्स 38। देर वाणी देर वॉइस इन डिस्क्राइबिंग योर पास्ट टाइम्स द ईयर्स engaged in oral reception of your glories, their hands and legs and other senses in engaging in actions that please you, and mind always thinking of your lotus feet. The Lord has given great stress on this point in Bhagavad Gita.
मेरे लिए कर्म करो।
Do karma for me.
भगवान ने कर्म शक्ति दिया है।
The Lord has given the power to do karma. Give up all other desires for sense gratification and do karma for me. Do activity for me.
कुबेर मणिगिरी मांग रहे हैं कि हम अलकापुरी में भी आपका काम करें।
So these two brothers. They're asking, they're praying that even in Alkapuri we may be engaged in your work.
कई तरह से कर्म होता है।
Work
करके
work is done in so many ways. One can do the work and then offer it to Krishna.
कर्म को अर्पित करना भगवान के सुख के लिए।
For the pleasure of the Lord.
ये तदर्थ कर्म कहा जाता है, मदार्थ कर्म। भगवान ने कहा है मेरे लिए कर्म करो, लेकिन कुछ कर्म होता है जो खास नहीं, भगवान का ही काम करना है।
11th chapter after the universal form, the Lord showed his four-handed forms, his two-handed forms. Form. Their Lord is giving instruction that mat karm krit, one who does work for me, he does my work and he considers me to be topmost and he stays in my shelter, my devotee. that he is free from six kinds of material attractions.
Nirmam hai, nirahankar
hai. He's nirmam, nirankahar. He is not attracted to any material things. And he doesn't think his body to be himself. And this kind of devotee he achieves me. Mat karma krit. One should work for Krishna. Just like we see, sometimes we do some work and afterwards we offer it to Krishna. Just like cooking, we cook, and after we cook, we offer it to Krishna. That is also bhakti. That is good. But to cook only for the Lord, not for ourselves. To work only for Krishna. That is the topmost.
Karma. अर्पित कर देना भगवान को अलग बात है और भगवान के लिए ही काम करना.
To do some activity and offer it to Krishna, or to do some activity itself for Krishna.
एक अलग बात.
That is a different thing.
तो हमारा हाथ है आपके कर्म में लगा रहे.
So our hands may be engaged in your work.
आपकी सेवा में, आपकी परिचर्या में.
In your seva.
Seva. Jaise pankha dulana bhagwan ke liye.
Just like fanning the Lord, offering aarti to the Lord. Singar for the Lord.
Jaise mandir marjan karna.
Cleaning the temple of the Lord.
Phulwari ko sinchana.
Giving water to his garden.
Ye paricharya.
This is paricharya. So our hand should be engaged in all these things, activities. Our hand should be engaged in working for you. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada is saying that we should understand that they are saying that our hands and feet, means all our senses, should be engaged in your service. Our feet should be engaged in walking to your temple. Our feet should not walk here and there. Feet should walk to the temple to take darshan.
आपके धाम की परिक्रमा में लगा रहे.
Feet should be engaged in doing parikrama of your dham.
पैर.
These feet.
हाथ कर्म में लगा रहे.
Hand should be working for you.
तो इसी तरह से पैर की जो वृत्ति है,
in this way,
उसको मांग रहे हैं.
They're asking for the activities for their feet.
जब इस तरह से इंद्रियां हमारी लगी रहेंगी आप में तो फिर.
When in this way our senses are engaged in you,
Alkapuri हमारा कुछ नुकसान नहीं कर पाएगी.
Then Alkapuri will not be able to put us in Maya.
यही प्रार्थना सभी भक्तों को करनी चाहिए.
Actually, this same prayer all devotees should pray to Krishna.
That,
my dear Lord, according to my karma, wherever I am meant, destined to live, I will have to live there. But my words should be engaged in your kirtan. My mind should be engaged in remembering you. Hands in seva. Ears in hearing katha. In this way, when we become like this, then no problem. Doesn't matter. Wherever we live, any place,
we
we will stay with Krishna. The Lord has said, in this world, a person can be in any condition in this material world, but if his mind is engaged in me, he is in me.
Sarvatha vartmanopi sa yogi mai vartate. Va bhakt mujhme hi hai.
That devotee is in me.
Pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasya aham na pranasyami sacha mena pranasyati. Bhagavan kahte hain,
the Lord says,
jo
in the Bhagavad Gita,
that
a person who sees me in everything and everywhere
aur sabhi vastuon ko mujhme dekhta hai
and sees everything in me, I am never far from him.
Uske aankhon se ojal nahi hota.
I am never out of his sight and he is never out of my sight.
Main usse dur nahi hota hu aur wo mujhse dur nahi hota.
One who sees Krishna everywhere, how he can be far from Krishna? In all the worlds, in every person, in every living entity, you are there. Whenever we see anyone, we will see that you are there and our head should bow down to them.